Wanted to say welcome to everybody. It is amazing to see what this has turned into. Welcome to folks from literally around the world, many from San Francisco, many from Europe as well. Number one thing I wanted to do is begin by thanking a ton of the people at the Coordinating Center that are involved in this. The contributing sites and the sites we're about to contribute data are working with our staff and our faculty every single day. As you know, it takes a village, our Coordinating Center staff, but just as importantly, your staff, your faculty, who put in hundreds of hours to make this happen. This is oftentimes a thankless task, this concept of sharing data, getting good data quality out, realizing the warts and wrinkles of your own data, just like University of Michigan has through this process. And it takes dozens of people at the Coordinating Center and hundreds of people across the country. And we really want to just go and thank all of those folks. A little members of the trip down memory lane. This happened about 10 years ago. In August of 2008, led by Dr. Tremper and a couple anesthesia chairs across the country and members of the Morton Society, there was this weird idea that said, hey, how about if we like share data to do research stuff? And that's how MPOG literally got started. It was about 10 people, well, a little more than 10, two surgeons and 10 or 15 anesthesiologists, a couple of them on the phone, who had previously worked together, trusted each other, that said, let's do this in a way that we don't say my data is my data, your data is your data. We say our data is our data. We work together. And it didn't even have a name back then. I don't think we'd come up with MPOG. It just literally started out as a couple days of conversations. And what's been amazing is how true we've stayed to those ideals of being collaborative, not claiming individual ownership over things, and the spirit and the principles that were outlined by those chairpersons and those surgeons and the anesthesiologists that day really have come through. I think we have to hold true to the concept that it's been 10 years, which feels like a really long time. But at the same time, I think about how much in my life hasn't changed in 10 years. And to think that in only 10 years, we've gone from being a potential for a research group and now turned into this room, which is really a testament to the hard work of everybody. Who's here today? Who's involved? The most probably diverse set of care patterns, perspectives, and ideas in a research collaborative that I've seen. The really exciting part is there's lots of University of Blanks. Each of those University of Blanks does things a little bit differently. And there's a lot of non-University of Blanks. And those are really important to making sure that we've got meaningful information to inform real-world practice in real ways, as opposed to biased versions of the data. I'd like to welcome our new contributors as of just yesterday, literally. A couple hospitals in the state of Michigan through the Aspire Blue Cross Blue Shield mechanism, and then a lot of academic medical centers joining over the last year as well. Welcome. Thank you for your hard work. The fun has just begun. The pain you've already gone through. At this point, it's kind of impressive where we've landed and where we need to go. So almost 10 million cases. It'd be nice to say 10, but to be honest, the number is not the important thing. The important thing is the types of data, the diversity of data in there. The number of providers receiving monthly feedback, Nir will dig into this in a little bit more detail, but we're at nearly 3,000 providers are impacted by this personally on a monthly basis. And that's the research and quality improvement arms coming in together. Going far beyond just data to discussing the quality of the data, discussing the quality of what we do, and informing quantitative analysis with qualitative understanding. I cannot overstate how important it is that we don't just assume the data tells us everything. We realize we have to talk about it to figure out what it's informing and understand the biases and nuances in there. And I think one thing that's gotten me particularly excited is the range of manuscripts and work that is being done with this data, all the way from health services research to hardcore informatics. Everybody here comes here with a slightly different lens. That's what's fun about this process, and everybody uses the data in a slightly different way, which presents a lot of challenges because we keep finding things that are wrong with the data, as you know. But having people look at it in different ways is what makes it better, and that range of uses is what is exciting. couple of manuscripts accepted, a lot of them submitted over the last few months, once again ranging from hardcore clinical technology stuff to health services research, policy things related to whether we should be doing concurrent and overlapping surgery in the United States or not. Big, big policy questions and detailed clinical management questions. Some very cool machine learning things that you'll hear about a little bit later today, and you'll be hearing some of these projects actually during the Best of Abstract session that we have in this afternoon. One exciting thing that we went through this past year is launching with the AUA, IRS, ESAS, FAIR, and Society for Critical Care Anesthesia, launching IMPACT, a pragmatic trials group that is really trying to use pragmatic data sources such as MPOG, one of them being MPOG, to do pragmatic clinical trials in perioperative medicine. As you know, there was a call for proposals last year. There will be another one in just a few weeks. There were three winners for, I think it was $15,000 or $30,000 to develop their proposal for NIH submission. All three of those winners were actually from MPOG. We did not stack the judging or anything like that. I think the concept that this is an amazing pragmatic trials infrastructure, given that people get together and work with the data, is what's been exciting here. From a QI updates perspective, I'll leave a lot of this for Nirv in a bit, but what's been really impactful is that we're no longer affecting sites that are MPOG contributors only. That's been a major thing that we looked at ourselves. Others looked at us. Blue Cross Blue Shield looked at us, anesthesiology leadership across the country, and said, it's tough to join MPOG. How do we get some value out of it, even if we can't join? And we really took that to heart. And a couple of exciting things are, we've now seen Aspire measures sitting on the website, freely available, publicly available, as you know, being adopted by folks that aren't even a part of MPOG. So the American Society of Anesthesiologists, QCDR, has several measures that are actually officially alluding to MPOG. They say, you know, derived from an existing MPOG measure. If you're an Epic user, you actually have access to dashboards and personal performance metrics based upon some of our measures, and there's best practice advisories that are based upon Aspire measures. The Epic had called us up, I think 6 months or a year ago and said, hey, could we use those? And we said, absolutely, they are not proprietary. The whole goal is to impact as much as possible. And the fact that they're now being embedded into electronic health records, if you're an AlertWatch user, many of your measures are synchronized and harmonized with these measures that you've helped develop as well. And then one of the most exciting things I saw was actually, I was a visiting professor 2 weeks ago at University of Maryland, and they're working on joining MPOG, but they had to do some self-measurement, and they came up with a couple ideas on their own, and they borrowed a couple of our measures as well. And that was so exciting to see that people are taking the work you put in during the quality committee meetings to decide what's a meaningful measure and actually adopting it and occasionally adapting it, because we do believe that local innovation is necessary. This is not a monolithic thing. You take what you can and then modify it as necessary to make it suit your data at that point. And as you know, we've also started trimming some measures, the concept of measures that actually matter. Getting feedback is not the secret sauce. Doing something that feedback is. And so we've had to trim some measures to focus on things that are meaningful and roll out toolkits and understand that each provider has so many pressures upon them that maintenance of certification and harmonizing with that is a really helpful way to get people bought into the feedback that they're receiving and actually change their practice because of it. Fundamentally, what this group is now doing is by developing the science and the evidence of measures that matter, and by actually implementing those measures, we are helping lead the field of anesthesiology in meaningful performance measurement. We're not the only ones doing it, and we shouldn't be, but we're definitely out there, I think, offering one perspective on how this can be done. On the technical side, there's been a lot of upgrades and changes. Everybody in this room that's an MPOG site went through upgrades over the last 3 weeks. As you know, we have an annual release. The programmers, the nurses, the faculty have been busy at all the hospitals and at the coordinating center. Everybody's updated on the latest version. There's updates on the case viewer, so it's easier to figure out your measures. Updates on data diagnostics. You can actually share your data quality more easily with the coordinating center. And just as importantly, a lot of work going on in Port Manager to make it easier to join and to make it a more seamless process that requires less labor and less coordination with the coordinating center staff. We've also continued making progress on our surgery integration. We have a STS thoracic integration completed. working on STS Cardiac, and we've updated to include the latest version of NISQIP as well. So those of you that are NISQIP sites can use the latest version. We'd said we were going to do these things last year. We'd said we were going to expand our data foundation, work on data quality. We'd said we were going to really advance our analytics, advance our impact, and do something different when it comes to collaboration. A couple key concepts here were we're going to get that mobile app out. We were going to make this really an advanced research computing shop. As opposed to sending millions of rows of data across the country, we're actually going to build a statistical infrastructure, and we've made progress on that. And as you see here, coming up with quality improvement toolkits was one of our key focuses on the impact side. From a collaboration perspective, we realized we didn't have enough impact at each hospital because we were usually restricted to the MPOG PI at each hospital. And we've really gone past that now to the associate chairs of research and the associate chairs of quality are deeply involved at each hospital and informing the work that we do. So as I think about self-grading, we try and do this every single year. We don't want to be one of those groups that has strategic vision without tactics to achieve that strategic vision. We must have both. And so as we take a look at what we've done last year, it's mostly B's and B pluses, not because people haven't worked hard, because we really judge ourselves tough and because we set lofty goals. We need to continue that focus on data quality. You're going to see that pretty much every year. And I'm not sure if we'll ever get higher than a B, so we might start having to grade this one on a curve at some point. On the analytics side, we do have to now test out our centralized statistics server that we've got a couple people using to really make sure that people don't need to have millions of data rows sent around the country. And we need to work harder on enabling local innovation, allowing you to do more with the data without involving the coordinating center, allowing you to do things with it that we should not be involved in whatsoever. And once again, getting more people involved in each department. With that, I'm going to stop and introduce our one of our keynote speakers. Dr. Robert Wachter is the chair of internal medicine at UCSF here. It's a real honor to have him because I don't know if you've noticed, but we've actually been looking at his work over the last few years. I've had his publications on my slides regarding performance measurement, limitations of it. And his career is amazing because it spans so many things that you would not think were integrative, but he literally coined the term hospitalist, I think 10, 15 years ago at this point, and the field of hospital medicine was created by him. And at the same time, he's really led this concept of watching the pendulum swinging when it comes to electronic health records, digital data, published multiple books that you may have read, and you've certainly read some of his work in op-ed pieces and things like that. With that, I'll stop and make sure that Dr. Wachter has all the time that he needs. Thank you.